Hey, Saints and friends, it's Christy, and welcome to the Preach Girl podcast. You know, one of these days I'm going to have myself a fancy introduction, but for right now, it's just us, and I'm just glad you're here. Listen, I'm getting ready to play a recording for you, but that's the podcast this week. I recorded it while my daughter and I were waiting at the Houston airport to take a flight out. So I thought I would just come on here real quick before I start that portion of the podcast and just tell you thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you to those who have reviewed it and rated it. I just love reading those reviews. If you have not, I would so appreciate it if you wouldn't mind leaving me a review and just telling people what you think about the Preach Girl podcast. It would mean a whole lot to me. Anyway, saints and friends, let's jump into this podcast this week. It's all about the pivot. Hey everybody, it's Christy. Welcome to the Preach Girl podcast. I am recording live today from the Houston Hobby Airport, waiting for my flight to Amarillo, Texas. I'm with my 10-year-old daughter and we were just sitting at the gate. Thought I would come on and record this podcast when I have a moment. And today I just wanted to talk briefly. It's probably actually just a mini podcast, but I wanted to talk to you about pivots. When things happen in life and things change, whether it was your choice to change them or other people around you made choices that caused your life to change, you have to learn how to pivot. Different significant moments where there's a shifting that happens. Oftentimes it's caused by pain. Sometimes it's caused by new exciting things, but it's an opportunity for you to learn how to pivot. Now listen, saints and friends, y'all know good and well that I am not a sports girl. I don't play sports. I only know a certain amount about sports, but this is going to be a sports analogy. Okay, I know, you better watch out. So when I was a kid and when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I tried some different stuff, you know. And I did soccer, I did basketball, I tried volleyball. And when I was in basketball, I remember our coach, I was terrible by the way, we were the green team and we had to wear white shorts and green jerseys. And by the time we went to go buy some white shorts, they were out all over town. And so my grandmother ended up making me white shorts for my uniform. And suffice it to say, they were maybe perhaps not the greatest shorts for basketball ever in all the world. But anyway, I digress. When I was in basketball practice as a little girl, I want to say I was probably in the third grade. I was 8 or 9 years old. I was not confident with any kind of athletic ability. I much preferred to sing and dance and act and do all of those kinds of more creative things, but I was trying my hand at sports. And I remember having to run, you know, we'd do suicide drills and all these things. I don't know what these coaches thought with these little 8 and 9 year old girls, but they were trying to put us through our paces. However, one thing I learned that stuck with me that I was thinking about this morning was our coach would tell us, pivot, pivot. And what he meant by that was he taught us that when you had the ball in your hand and you stopped dribbling, you couldn't go forward and you couldn't go backwards. You had to stay right where you were. You had to be planted. But as long as one foot was planted on the floor, you could pivot. You could turn your body in other directions with one foot planted firmly on the floor. You could pivot to find your next angle, your next option, your next opportunity. And I wanted to encourage somebody today. I'm in a season right now of pivoting, where I know where my foot is planted. I am planted solid on the rock of Christ Jesus. I'm planted in His Word. I am planted in my heart with Him. But what I have done for multiple decades of my life, serving and working full-time in the local church, some of that has changed. There's been some changes take place in that. And I am having to learn how to pivot, how to stay planted but look at a new angle, come from a different perspective, pivot my body into a different place so I can see what's available to throw the ball at. Am I going to be able to shoot it? Am I going to be able to pass it to a friend on my team? And what am I going to do? So I want to encourage you today that if you're looking at a season of change in your life, maybe it's a physical change, maybe you just had a baby, maybe you just got married, maybe you're separated, maybe your job
has changed. Maybe you made choices that changed, or maybe choices were made for you that caused things to change. Regardless, you don't want to get stuck in yesterday. You want to be able to plant your foot, and even if you can't move a lot right now, you can certainly pivot. Pivot your thinking. Pivot your thought process. Pivot your personal growth. So you can hear him calling us here at the airport. You can hear our gate getting called. But I wanted to encourage you this morning that no matter where you are, you're not stuck. Maybe you're in a season where you can move forward. That's awesome. Maybe you're in a season where you need to rest, and that's good too. And maybe you're in a season where you need to pivot. Whatever you do, don't get stuck. Don't roll backwards. Hey guys, we should hang out more than just on the podcast, which means next time you're on Facebook or Instagram, be sure and type in Christy Lee Miranda and find out all the shenanigans we got going on over on your favorite social media site. I'll see you there. Real quick before we wrap up today, I wanted to come back in and talk about three things that I mentioned at the end of the recording I did at the airport, which, by the way, hello, I recorded at the airport, but come on, saints and friends, you got to do what you got to do to get it done, right? Well, one of the things that I was thinking about when I listened to it, I said, you need to pivot in your thinking, pivot in your personal growth, and pivot in your thought processes. And I wanted to just leave you with a few thoughts on that. Pivoting in your thinking, I want to ask you a question. What are you meditating on? What is your self-talk like? The Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what is your meditation? Are you meditating on God's word and what God says about you, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are made in the image of God's own son, that you have the mind of Christ, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Are you meditating on what God's word says about you? Or are you meditating on your insecurities, lies from the past, the voice of the enemy? Ask yourself in this season of pivoting, what am I thinking about? Pivot your thought life. Maybe you need to pivot your thought processes. You know, the definition for insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. What things in your thought processes can you pivot today? The way you process, the way you view it. How can you pivot that today? And pivoting in your personal growth. Are you committed to personal growth? Because listen, that is something that is huge for me, personal growth. I've heard it said that if you're not growing, you're dying. Commit yourself to personal growth. Maybe it's listening to leadership podcasts. Maybe it's taking a course or a class. Maybe it's reading a book that challenges you in one area or another. But whatever you do, girl, grow, challenge yourself in the area of personal growth. The Bible tells us, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God wants you prospering in every area, spirit, soul, and body, mind, will, and emotions. What are you doing to grow personally, your personal growth? What could you become if you invested in you? Wow. Think about that. Say la. Okay, saints and friends, what could you become? What could you accomplish? Who would you influence? What would your kids see? How would it affect them if you started to commit yourself to some personal growth? Pivot your thinking on that. Pivots, looking for a different angle. Pivot, changing directions. A dancer pivots on her toes to change direction. The ball player pivots to find a better option for his play. A door pivots on the hinge to open. If you're in a season of change, or maybe you're in a season of pivoting like I am, I want you to be encouraged. It is not an ending. It is an opportunity. Look around. Where are you? Time to pivot. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for every woman who is listening to this podcast today. I pray that she would be encouraged and inspired. Holy Spirit, I thank you now that you would set down upon her and begin to challenge her and to grow and to think. Walk beside her in a season of pivoting. Walk beside her in whatever season she's in. God, I thank you. We love you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you that you say, that we belong to you, that you say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you say greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that you have laid your hand upon us, that you go before us, you are behind us, you are surrounding us, you never leave us or forsake us. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. See you next week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Preach Girl podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I'm going to ask for you to subscribe to the show and share it on your social media. Listen, girl, I really appreciate it. To get more information on Preach Girl, you can find me at preachgirl.org or Christy Lee Miranda on Facebook and the Gram.